The cup wants to be lifted and used, not broken, but carried carefully to the next. The cup knows there's a state for you beyond this, one that comes with more vast awareness. The cup looks still, but acts in secret to help. Sometimes you pour cup to cup, nothing happens. Pour instead into your deep ocean self without calculation. If eyesight blurs, use a railing to follow.
So another way that we limit ourselves or contain ourselves is through being useful. So it's another way that we keep our rim dry, is to take a utilitarian view of the spiritual life, when what we're really trying to do is way beyond any kind of usefulness in the ordinary sense of the word. So Bhante talks about this in Wisdom Beyond Words as the greater mandala. And it's really, I mean, it's just pure genius, really, this chapter on the greater mandala, which some people don't know about, I think. So if you're interested, do look that up. So he talks about this greater mandala, and he says that the bodhisattva operates within this greater mandala. It's a mandala of relishing, of enjoying, of taking delight. It's a mandala of aesthetic appreciation. Kavi Siddhi, what are you doing today?
Well, Vajradarshini, I'm mainly just relishing people. I'm taking delight. I'm enjoying what arises. Within that, I will be, you know, earning money, washing my clothes, having a run. But that's by the by, really.
So often, I think it's the other way around, isn't it? We get all the things done, and then if we've got time left at the end of the day, we'll relish something. Maybe relish going to bed with a cup of tea. So we put first all the kind of useful things, and then we kind of add in these little treats. And I think also, you know, it's interesting this word aesthetic, which is a whole nother talk. Maitreya said that I'm quite into, you know, music and art and things like that. And she didn't say what sort of music. She didn't say that she hears me in my room listening to Iggy Pop. I think we can sometimes have a bit of a limited idea of what is aesthetic. You know? So we have this kind of useful life where we do all these very worthy things. And then as a treat, you know, we do something aesthetic, which means like going to a gallery, listening to music, preferably classical, going for a walk in the country. Yeah, it's a bit of a literal way of thinking, well, what does it mean to have aesthetic appreciation in our lives?
Every object, every being is a jar full of delight.
So we need to kind of turn it on its head, and we need to see that aesthetic appreciation is an attitude. Yeah? It's an attitude that we can take anywhere.
The cup knows there's a state for you beyond this, one that comes with more vast awareness. The cup looks still, but acts in secret to help.
So the cup, our limited self, knows more than we think. It helps us to go beyond limitation. I think this is one of the things that came out of Sadhanandi's talk for me, is this idea that it's in us. Yeah, we can trust ourselves. Yeah? The cup is acting in secret to help. I really love that idea. So to say that we have no cups in Rumi's poem is to say that we are useless and limitless. That's fine with us.
We have a huge barrel of wine, but no cups. That's fine with us. Every morning we glow, and in the evening we glow again. They say there's no future for us. They're right. Which is fine with us.
So in the morning we glow, in the evening we glow again. So what would it be like for us to break the cups, the half measures?
I have a thirsty fish in me that can never find enough of what it's thirsty for. Show me the way to the ocean. Break these half measures, these small containers.
So wine and cups. Emptiness and form. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form.